Hi everyone, welcome to the Pete Brookshaw Leadership Podcast. We're so glad you've tuned in. This podcast aims to mobilize people to transform the world, and we hope you'll be encouraged as you listen and respond to each episode. So grab a cup of coffee or tea and turn the volume up and get ready to be equipped and inspired as you listen to this podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Pete Brookshaw Leadership Podcast. This is Captain Pete Brookshaw and welcome to episode number one. I want to say hello to my grandma, who no doubt will be an avid listener, and my three kids as I kind of force them to listen to this, and who knows about my wife. But this particular episode, we're going to be speaking about standing strong, standing tall in a season of uncertainty. So I'm really looking forward to this podcast. I hope you'll sit back and relax wherever you are listening from, and I hope that you will feel inspired. See, my goal in the Pete Brookshaw Leadership Podcast is to mobilize people to change the world, to make a difference in the world around about them. So episode number one, talking about standing strong, even when we're shaken in uncertainty, that we would stand strong in the midst of all that is going on for us. Over the next few episodes, I want to talk about having peace in the pandemic. We're also going to be heading into Easter as well. And also in Australia, Anzac Day, where we remember those who served on behalf of our country. So there's lots to talk about. And I want to inspire people in these days to take some time to think about how they can make a difference in the world around about them. I want to be an encouragement to you. I want to speak into your life, and I hope that you'd sit back and, you know, maybe have a few laughs with us, and also be inspired by what we talk about over the coming weeks. So if you want to go to PeteBrookshaw.com, you'll find the podcast from week to week, and we hope episode number one will inspire you and will encourage you on the journey of faith. Well, I've labeled this episode, I'm Still Standing. See, at the moment in our society, we're being shaken. We are absolutely being shaken when it comes to our health with a global health pandemic. Like we are struggling to keep up with the demands around the coronavirus. We're being shaken in many different areas right across our community, globally, not just in Australia where I'm doing this podcast, but right around the world. We're being shaken. Economic structures, economic foundations are being challenged, and people are becoming unemployed, and you know, there are lines outside the door for people seeking social security benefits. Economically, we are being shaken around the world. There is other shaking going on. We don't have the comforts of sport at the moment. We don't have the comforts of concerts. We don't have the comforts of the local gym. And just before my gym closed down, I was about to join it. We just don't have those comforts at the moment. We're being shaken. And so I want to give you some words about how to stand in the midst of this shaking. I want to talk about in this episode that in the midst of this shaking, how do we stand? How do we be resilient? And I want to come to some words that are found in Matthew's gospel in the Bible. In the book of Matthew, you have this story of Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount. So Jesus goes up a mountainside and he begins to speak to those who have gathered. And he begins to tell them a whole bunch of different stories and parables. He talks about being blessed. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons and daughters of God. And so the story, as captured in Matthew's gospel, tells of Jesus speaking to this crowd that you're blessed if you mourn, you're blessed if you're meek, you're blessed if you show mercy to other people, you're blessed if you're a peacemaker. But he goes on in this story, and it comes to building resilience. It comes to building a strong foundation. I want to explain a few things to you. He talks about being salt and light in the world. He talks about righteousness and holy living. He talks about and not committing murder even in your heart. He talks about not committing lust in your heart. He talks about loving your enemies. And even this scripture about don't think about an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other one also. Turn the other cheek, effectively. Now, if I turn the other cheek, it takes me about half an hour. But anyway, I digress. Jesus goes on in the Sermon on the Mount to love your enemies. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Don't hate your enemy. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Then he goes on in Matthew chapter 6. I'm building up to something here. You need to listen to this. He talks about giving to the needy. He talks about being generous to people. Generous to people who are in need and not kind of getting in front of everyone and telling them how generous you are. Hey, look at me over here. Look how generous I am. Whoa. You know, but actually just being generous to people in need because they need help and you have compassion on them to help them. He talks about praying and not getting out in front of the pulpit as I do on Sundays and just spurting out prayers, but actually from week to week, from day to day, go into your bedroom, lock the door, self-isolation, and pray. Pray that I might do a work in your community. And so he talks about the Lord's Prayer. And then it goes on in the Sermon on the Mount. It talks about fasting. Still working on that one myself. It talks about not storing up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moths and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. And it goes on to say you cannot serve both God and money. Right, so we're being shaken in this season of our lives. There's no doubt about that. I watched the news the other day and I just couldn't help but cry. I had a conversation with a couple of people from our community and who had just lost their jobs. And I found myself saying, God, how do I just simply trust you right now? How do I just have a little testimony that says I'm still standing? No matter how difficult it is, I want my testimony to be that I'm still standing. And so this Sermon on the Mount gets to a point where Jesus says these words. Therefore, everyone who hears these words, all the words I've just spoken about, right, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rains came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. So friends, we're talking about being shaken in this season, both with our health, economically. We're shaken because things aren't the way that they used to be in our society anymore. And in the midst of that shaking, if you put into practice the words and teachings of Jesus, he says that you will be able to stand. You'll be able to build a strong foundation. That is, when the rain comes down and the streams rise and the wind blows, you will be able to stand tall. You'll be able to have a foundation built on Jesus Christ that would withhold any opposition, would be able to deal with any of the challenges ahead of you. And friends, that is really good news. That is good news to know that if you just put into practice the words of Jesus, of generosity, of hospitality, of your own thought life, of holiness, of righteousness. If you choose to love your enemies and pray in secret and not serve both God and money, if you choose to not judge others unless you're a judge, you know, and Britain's Got Talent, but if you choose to do these things, You're like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. You will not be shaken. And as leaders, that's important. That is so important. That's essential for us in this season, that leaders exemplify the values that Jesus speaks about in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7. Now, even if you're not a Christian, if you espouse these values of turning the other cheek and giving to the needy and even of righteousness, of integrity, then you will build your house upon the rock. You will build a strong foundation. And in these days of shaking, I want, as leaders, our testimony to be that we're still standing. We are still standing. See, good leaders aren't easily offended. Good leaders aren't easily offended. Now, I'm still working on that in my marriage, to be honest. but I digress again. Good leaders aren't easily offended by other people. Good leaders won't withhold someone else getting a blessing because they hold a grudge. You know, a good politician doesn't withhold giving someone some benefits because they hold a grudge. You know, good leaders don't withhold these things. And good leaders practice what they preach. They give to the needy, they help other people, but they practice what they preach. They do what they say they're going to do. That's integrity, friends. That's integrity as a leader to promise something. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is to some degree, under-promise and over-deliver. As a young leader, I used to over-promise things to people. I used to say to them that I'll do this for you. I'll do X, Y, and Z. And then after a busy week, I would only do X and Y. And the person would be disappointed I didn't do Z. Instead, now I tend to say, I'll do X for you, and then hopefully I have time and the ability, the capacity to do X, Y, and Z, and then they just feel blessed. Good leaders practice what they preach. Good leaders are generous people. Good leaders espouse generosity. And in this season of life where we're feeling shaken and some of us are losing jobs and we're struggling and we're broken and we're hurting and we're really trying to understand all that is going on, good leaders will give to the needy. They will help people out. And if they're a manager of a job, of an organization, they will help their employees. An employee will help their volunteers. A volunteer will help another volunteer. They'll even speak words of encouragement to their manager. You know, good leaders help people in need. Good leaders will help other people. Good leaders understand that finance is a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. I mean, that's capitalism, friends. But good leaders understand finance is a means to an end. It's not an end in itself. That's when there's the danger of corruption. See, good leaders build a foundation. And really, in this day and age, some of the best leaders I've ever known are the ones that actually espouse the values that Jesus speaks about in the Sermon on the Mount, even if they're not Christians or anything like that. But when they turn the other cheek and when they love their enemies and when they care for the needy and when they have a social conscience, you know, they're doing the things that Jesus speaks about. But let me tell you, they're building a foundation that is strong. And I want to say to you today that in the midst of all of the shaking, in the midst of all of that struggle, in the midst of all of the uncertainty and all of the unknowns, I want to encourage you to just listen to the very teachings of Jesus. If we could start off this leadership podcast just speaking about the very values of the kingdom of God, the very values espoused within the life and ministry of Jesus, that if you could live them out to the best of your ability, then you will be able to build a strong foundation. And not just a strong foundation for you, but a strong foundation for your household. See, I want to say today, I'm still standing. even through the struggle, even through the challenge, I'm still standing. Yeah. See, that's the truth, friends. Even when it hurts, even when I don't know the end from the beginning, even when I don't know how it's all going to turn out for me, I'm still standing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still standing. I'm not giving up. Oh, I could sing some more, but I know this isn't Britain's Got Talent, but it's a Pete Brookshaw Leadership Podcast, and some of you have already just tuned out. But I'm still standing. The reason is, it's because the cause of what I'm doing is greater than the comfort I desire. I'm still standing, friends. The cause of what I'm on about, the mission that I'm on about, is greater than my desire for comfort and ease. It wasn't ever meant to be easy for me. It wasn't ever meant to be easy in the mission, but I'm still standing because the cause drives me. The cause for me, and I don't know what your cause is, but for me, the cause is to transform the world. To transform the world such that it looks like the values that I've been speaking about from the teachings of Jesus. The cause of what I'm doing is greater than the comfort I desire. And the sooner I get that in my mind and keep that in my mind, the better I am as a leader. Because sometimes I think leadership is going to be easy. I have this glorified picture of comfort, of this thing that leadership is easy. But it's not. It's hard, but I'm still standing. Even though I'm being shaken, it's because the cause of what I'm doing is greater than the comfort I desire. And friends, I'm still standing because the focus on the mission is greater than the criticism I've received. And some of you may have received criticism over the years. I'm just watching different political leaders speak in front of their particular audiences. And you see politicians, male, female, from all different countries, absolutely getting slammed, particularly on Twitter, Facebook, different social media channels. Political leaders, doesn't matter what they do, whether they go to the left or to the right or try to hold the middle ground, whichever direction they head, whatever decision they make, they receive criticism. And some of the best politicians are ones that are able to somehow shake it off. I don't particularly know how to do it, but I know in ministry, in life as a Salvation Army officer, I've had criticism. I had a pastoral visit once where someone said to me, and they looked me in the eye and said, "I question your loyalty to your organization." I questioned your loyalty. I'd already been working for some years in this particular organization, and they questioned my loyalty. And I tell you, it was difficult at that point to love, to turn the other cheek, to do all the things that Jesus speaks about in the Sermon on the Mount. But I'm still standing, friends, because the focus on the mission is greater than the criticism I've received. And if your focus on the mission, if your focus on the objectives in front of you, if your focus on the vision that you have is greater than the criticism you receive when you try to do it, then you'll be able to continue to stand. And as leaders, we choose to bounce back. Just watching a video recently, there's lots of time to watch videos now, cat videos, different things, how to make lasagna. I was watching a video recently of a young girl who was doing backflips on the trampoline out in the backyard, just doing like a twist and then a flip. And she was doing all of these kind of tricks on the trampoline outside. And, you know, then you move on and you watch other videos. But I just think this idea of the trampoline, leaders bouncing back, leaders need to have the ability to be able to keep standing, that even when they receive criticism, even when all of their comforts are gone, even when the struggle is real, even when the uncertainties are high, even when the finance isn't coming through the way that they had budgeted or predicted, as leaders, we're able to bounce back because we stay focused on the mission, we stay focused on the cause in front of us. So friends, I'm still standing. I don't know about you and what's going on for you and all that is happening around about you right now, but I'm hoping you can take some encouragement to continue to stand. That when the rain comes, the streams rise, and the wind blows, that you will build your house upon the rock. And my mission is to mobilize people to transform the world. But first of all, I want to make sure that I'm still standing.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. You can find all the show notes at petebrookshaw.com. Feel free to leave a question or comment to encourage someone else on their leadership journey. Stay tuned for the next episode. But for now, thanks for listening to the Pete Brookshaw Leadership Podcast.